Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to give your snare that sharp, snapping drum and bass feel by warping it in Ableton Live 12 and nudging it into a little jungle swing. Now, when people say a snare snaps, they usually mean it has a fast, punchy front edge. It doesn't just sound loud. It cuts. It hits the ear quickly, then gets out of the way so the bass and kick can keep moving. That's a huge deal in DNB, because the snare is one of the main anchors of the groove. If the snare feels weak, late or flat, the whole drop can lose energy, even if your bass sound is massive. So the goal here is not just to make the snare louder. The goal is to make it feel alive. First, start with a snare that already has a decent source sound. That matters a lot. If the sample is muddy or dull, warping it won't magically fix it. Pick something with a clear transient, a bit of body, and not too much tail. A clean snare sample works great. A layered clap and snare can work great. Even a chopped snare from a breakbeat can be perfect if it already has character. Drop the snare onto an audio track and listen to it with your kick and bass. That context is important. A snare that sounds amazing on its own might not work once the low end comes in. Now open the clip view and turn warp on. For a one-shot snare, start with beats warp mode. That's usually the safest choice, because it keeps the transient crisp, while letting you move timing around without making the hit sound stretched or weird. If the snare is from a break and has more of a tonal tail, you can try other modes later, but for beginners, beats mode is the easiest win. Set the preserve setting around 1/16th or 1/8th, and keep the sound close to its original length. We're not trying to turn this into a stretched effect. We just want control. Now comes the fun part. We're going to create that jungle swing feeling with tiny timing moves. In DNB, snares often land on beats 2 and 4, nice and steady. But jungle energy comes from a slightly more broken, human feel. So instead of leaving the snare perfectly locked to the grid, nudge it a little. We're talking tiny movements here. A few milliseconds can make a big difference. Try moving the snare 5 to 20 milliseconds late if you want it to feel a little lazier and more behind the beat. Or try moving it a couple milliseconds early if you want it to feel tighter and more urgent. Keep it subtle. If you move it too far, it won't sound swung anymore. It'll just sound wrong. A really good beginner trick is to duplicate the snare onto a second track. Keep one snare straight and locked to the grid. Then offset the second layer slightly and bring it down in volume. That tiny offset can add thickness and movement without wrecking the groove. It's a simple way to get that broken rhythm feeling while keeping the core hit solid. If you want even more jungle flavor, you can use the groove pool. Find a swing or break groove and apply it lightly to the snare clip. Start small. You're not trying to make the beat sloppy. You're just giving it a little push and pull. A little timing variation goes a long way in DNB. Once the timing feels right, it's time to shape the sound. Open EQ 8 on the snare. If the snare feels boxy or crowded, try cutting a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more crack, add a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the top end starts to hurt or feel harsh, pull a little out around 6 to 8 kHz instead of just turning the whole snare down. This is one of the biggest beginner lessons in mixing. Don't always reach for more volume. Often, a snare sounds better because you removed masking frequencies, not because you made it louder. Next, try Drum Bus. This is a really nice Ableton tool for giving a snare extra punch and density. Use it gently. A little drive can help the hit feel stronger. A little transient can make the front edge pop, but don't overcook it. If you push it too hard, the snare can get splatty and start fighting the kick. Think of this as adding attitude, not crushing the sound. If the snare still needs more energy, layer in a second sound. This could be a short rimshot, a tight clap, a small noise hit, or a filtered break snare. Keep the layer quieter than the main snare and high pass it so it doesn't add low-end clutter. The main snare should provide the body and core crack. The layer should add attack and texture. That layering idea is really important in drum and bass. A good snare often feels powerful, because one element handles the main impact and the supporting layers just make it feel more alive. Too many layers can blur the transient, and then the snare loses its snap. Now listen to everything in context with the kick and bass. Loop a few bars of the drop and hear how the snare sits in the full groove. This is where a lot of people get surprised. A snare that sounds huge in solo might disappear once the bass comes in. So don't just keep turning the fader up. First, check whether the bass is masking the snare. If it is, adjust the snare's presence range a little before you raise the volume. Also check the snare in mono, if your bass is very wide or heavy. A solid DNB snare should still punch even when the stereo field gets reduced. If you want extra movement, You can automate small changes over the arrangement. Maybe bring up a little more drive in the build. Maybe add a touch more reverb send in a fill, then pull it back for the drop. Maybe give the first bar of a new section a tiny extra presence boost. These are small moves, but they help the track breathe. And that's really the big idea here. In drum and bass, especially with jungle influence, tiny edits matter. A few milliseconds of timing, a small EQ cut, a little transient shaping, and a subtle layer can completely change how the snare feels. You don't need massive processing. You need a clean core and smart details. So here's the workflow to remember. Choose a good snare, warp it in beats mode, nudge it just a little for swing, shape it with EQ8, add a touch of drum bus, maybe layer in a quiet texture, then test it against the kick and bass in the full drop. If you want to go one step further, save the chain as your own reusable jungle snap snare. That way, the next time you build a roller, a jungle break, or a darker DNB drop, you already have a snare starting point that works. Alright, quick recap. A great DNB snare needs snap, timing, and space. Use warp in beats mode for clean control. Add jungle swing with tiny offsets or groove pool swing. Shape the crack with EQ and drum bus before reaching for volume. Always test the snare against the kick and bass. And keep it simple enough to reuse in future tracks. Now it's your turn. Pick one snare, warp it, swing it, and make it punch. Small moves, big impact. That's the game.